it's Sharday, and you're now listening to Sharday's Thoughts. Hey guys, I have a few topics I want to talk about. I'm back. I wouldn't say I'm 100% better, but I still want to give you guys that content that you guys deserve. So what's up? So pretty much a lot of life-changing things have been going on. I've been super busy. There was a lot of things that happened, you know, behind the scenes regarding to work, getting a new job, stuff like that, you know, adult shit. So I have a few topics to talk about, and yes, I'm doing it solo. I wanted to get a few guests on here, but for me coming back, I just wanted to test the waters real fast, do my own solo podcast, kind of keep it a little old school. If you have listened to me before in the past, you know that I used to do my podcast solo all the time, and then I decided to convert and do guests, and we're still gonna be doing that for sure. I think when we have guests on here, it's a bit more interesting. Of course, I'm interesting, I'm thebomb.com, but I like to interact with people. We all know that I'm an extrovert if you personally know me, so it's very easy for me to speak to just about anybody about controversial shit that's happening in society, celebrities, stuff like that, my life, their life. And I also want to interview a few people as well on this podcast, so there's going to be a lot of changes on this podcast. I also thought about rebranding my stuff, but I was like, do I really want to change my name? Because if you guys knew me back in the day, like if you listened to me when I first started my podcast in 2018, my original name was Food for Thought. But then I was like, this sounds a little bland. I need my name to be on this podcast so people can know who I am and could personally know me. So that's when, you know, Sharday's Thoughts podcast was born. So we're going to get into a few topics. We're going to talk about women's rights, okay? Why were women's rights even, you know, taken away or almost taken away? So when I was going to originally do that topic specifically, I looked on my Instagram and then I saw that Biden signed papers to protect women's rights on taking like the Plan B, getting an abortion. So we're all protected. We're all good, but I still want to talk about it because why the fuck was it even like, why was it even a thought for us to get our rights taken away? Like, I just feel like it's just too much for, you know, society to even try to take away women's rights when they barely take away men's rights. And that's what really got me fucked up. And yes, I cuss a lot on this podcast still, y'all. Nothing changed about me. It's just that I've been holding it a lot, and I have been saying I'm gonna get back to this podcast. That is going to be on my list, is to come back and to give y'all content. And then boom, something happens behind the scenes and I'm like, damn, I can't do my podcast. So I just haven't had the time to do it. But I do want to post every single weekend. I'm thinking maybe I should post every Sunday as I was supposed to in the past, but I just didn't at all. My podcast was like on Fridays and like sometimes Sundays, but if y'all want to do Sundays, you know what I'm saying, after you praise the Lord or you're doing, you know, your Sunday cleaning and you just want to listen to somebody, hell, listen to me. Go ahead and subscribe. I'm on Spotify, I'm on Anchor, I'm on Apple Podcasts, I'm on a lot of platforms, so go ahead and subscribe to me, and you know, and let's get it popping. So let's get to the first subject that I wanted to speak about as well. And I think I forgot about this subject. So there's this other subject that I seen online. I said, ooh, I could throw that into my podcast. So the subject for that shit right there, it says, women says that if a man goes a whole day without talking to you, he doesn't like you. And this girl, she literally was so serious on that podcast talking about it. She was like, if a man don't talk to you like for a day, he don't fucking like you. And honestly, I agree, but then I kind of disagree. You know what I'm saying? You know me, I got my little opinions. And of course, you know, I asked the people, what is your opinion? So then one person has commented, life gets busy, people need to stop needing instant gratification. Mind you, this is a male saying it. So I'm thinking, okay, you're a male saying it, cool. I agree, but then I kind of disagree because I feel like men have a different mindset when it comes to women with keeping, you know, that communication open when it comes to, you know, just communicating in general. How's your day? Good morning. You know, shit like that. A lot of men, they do make time for people who they want to make time for. we have our phones in our hand like fucking 24/7. So I feel like with that shit right there, this post is low-key right, because you got your phone in your hand all day, but you can't even text me a good morning. Excuse me? Like, nah. I mean, texting somebody takes literally 2.5 seconds out of their fucking day. And some people just don't want to do it, or some people, they just don't fucking like you. Let's keep it real. Another comment says, kind of true, but reciprocation is vital. Don't call me, I won't call you. We don't like chasing. Exactly. A lot of men these days, especially in this generation, they want you to chase after them. If you don't hear from them in a certain amount of time, and you're just texting them over and over again, that they're gonna be like, okay, cool, I'm gonna let this girl fucking chase me around, because I think that shit is cool and I think that shit is cute. And sometimes they be talking to their boys about it. Hey, yo, this chick, she's blowing my phone up because I haven't heard from her since God knows when, or you know, she hasn't heard from me from this day. And some motherfuckers think this shit is a game when it's not, because it's just like, you don't know what people's mental state is like to even do that. What if they're fucking, like, you know what I'm saying, going through it, and you just playing games, and you're just like, well, I'm not gonna text her, she's gonna text me, she's gonna blow up my phone, she's gonna make it all about me. Men are fucking weird, they're fucking dumb. That's just my opinion. Sorry to the men who are listening to my podcast. It's just, I don't know, I have a different opinion when it comes to that. And then another comment has says, depends on why he's not talking to her. It doesn't matter how much or how little he talks. It's a matter of how he talks to her, what he says, his behavior around her. There's a lot to consider. That's absolutely correct. It all depends how they speak to you. Is it on some, good morning, how are you? What's going on today? What are we doing today type shit? Or is it a, good morning, we gonna let me hit type shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, let me drink my tea, because this shit is getting juicy. And I'm getting low-key thirsty, but yeah, that's hella true. It all depends on how a man speaks to you. If he speaks to you on some non-pervy shit, cool. But if he's only speaking to you to only fuck you, nah, sis, move the fuck on, because all that motherfucker wants is some, but let's keep it G, he just wants some pussy. That's it. Another comment says, not to put much on it. I don't know exactly what that means, but I guess you're saying, like, don't put too much emphasis on it, pretty much. That's what I'm getting off of it. I'm gonna put all the emphasis off it, because I want all the smoke, you know what I'm saying? Another one says, why do people make broad generalities and then deem themselves intelligent? Every situation is met with circumstances. And that's exactly what the fuck I was saying, y'all. Every situation was met in circumstances. It all depends on the relationship. Do you guys just have a friendship? Are you guys trying to branch out into a relationship? Do you guys have a situationship? Like, what is it? Or are you guys just fucking? You know what I'm saying? It all depends on a man, because if a man doesn't want to give you the time of day and they just hit you up for that, then that's what they're going to do. They're not going to give you the time of the day or anything like that. They're going to treat you like a piece of fucking meat. But if it's a man that actually cares about you, then yes, he should be texting you every day. He should make that time for you. Doesn't matter if they have like a life or anything like that, if they got children, shit like that. That don't matter at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get that you're away from your phone when you have your children, because I have a kid as well. But at the same time, it's like, you know, as I stated, it takes 2.5 seconds to text somebody, hey, good morning, and then let them know, hey, I'm busy with the kids, or hey, I'm busy working, or hey, I'm busy running errands on my off day, because I barely get off days. You know what I mean? We all got lives. So it is what it is. So then another comment says, depends on what stage of interaction you're at with each other. I like a lot of women I've not talked to for months and will link back with them on a humbug and still be as cool. If we're talking about any part of a relationship, then I agree that he's not really into you. Anytime during a relationship, when I ever go a workday without hitting a chick up, we were sliding downward towards breaking up. And that's 100% true. But what I also don't get is, like, how are y'all breaking up if you guys didn't start? This is the mindset of a man. A man has a mindset of, if I don't give this chick the time of the day, we're going to break up even though we didn't start. Because there are some men in this world who they basically would be like, oh yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want nothing to do with this chick, but this chick is mine. Like, men are very possessive for sure. And it also, I'm not trying to sound biased or anything, y'all, but it all depends on the ethnicity as well. I swear on my life, y'all, it all depends on the ethnicity. For example, let's see, Caribbean men, they're very, very, very passionate, but they're also very possessive, but they also want that party life. You know what I'm saying? Caribbean men, they like to party. They will make you a priority to an extent. Haitian men, they're very, very much, how do I say this without sounding you know? Because back in my day, let me stop. But no, y'all, the whole Haitian men thing, they are kind of a little bit similar to Caribbean men. They're very much, they're romantic, they're sweet, they're gentle, they're very family oriented, but at the same time, they're very, very, very much possessive. And then some of them, they have, like, you know, a lot going on behind the scenes you don't fucking know about, right? And some of them be, you know, they're liars. Some of them are. Let's see. African men, they're romantic, but they're also very clingy. So I feel like with the whole texting thing, I feel like a Caribbean man, they will give you the time of the day when they feel like it. A Haitian man, they'll give you the time of the day because they're romantic and they're also clingy and possessive. But then once they're tired of you, they're like, nah, fuck you. I'm done. Let me go do my own thing. And then an African man, I feel like they're very... I dated one African man back in the day. God bless his soul. They're very funny. They will give you the time of the day. They're very sweet. They're very caring. They will make sure you're good. Everybody else is around good. African men, they will give you a time of the day, for sure. I can't name one African man that I knew in the past who didn't give me the time of the day, pretty much. They will, for sure, text you back. Caucasian men, it all depends on a Caucasian man, to be honest. They're consistent to an extent. It all depends on the type of Caucasian man they are, how they were raised, how they are with women, you know what I'm saying? Especially with all men and all ethnicities, it all depends on how they are towards women. And then it always backtracks to how they were raised as well. So say, like a Haitian man, right? They were raised by just their mom, right? They're going to know how to treat women as well, of course, because they going to be like, oh yeah, my mom was a single mom, shit like that, da-da-da-da-da-da. But they will also be... You know, they'll kind of have their guard up a little bit because they want to find somebody very similar to their mother. I feel like when it comes to that, like, you want to find somebody similar to that parent that you looked up to. And I swear, you really do. Because me, when it comes to that, like, my dad was such a good man. God bless his soul. And, like, I swear, it just seems like whenever... you are looking for something, you're looking for those characteristics that one of your parents had, or both of your parents, or even somebody who raised you. It don't even have to be your parents, because not everybody was raised by their parents. You know, there's some people who were raised by, like, you know, their grandma, their aunt, their sister, stuff like that. It sounds weird, but it's 100% accurate, for sure. And then sometimes you get the bad side. Sometimes you find what you weren't looking for, and you didn't realize that was you were looking for, like that parent that you didn't have a good relationship with. Sometimes you find that in a partner. You find somebody who's similar to that parent who didn't treat you right. You know what I mean? It all depends, though. Sometimes you accidentally find it, or sometimes you just find it and don't realize it until it's too late, pretty much. But yeah, those are the topics when it comes to that, to be honest. I didn't get a lot of, like, content or, like, a lot of opinions on that. So, you know, I just wanted to speak about that real fast on that. And then I posted on my podcast page, because I was posting a bit consistently on my podcast as well. The Instagram, which is Shardays_thoughts_. So go ahead and hit that follow button, and you could see my content on there as well, and when I would be posting. But I did say, what is your opinion on the new abortion law and women's rights being taken away? And I posted, you know, there's this guy, he's holding up an abortion sign where it says, abortion meat, quick, easy way out for men. And that's 100% true. Before you even dive into this topic, I want to say my fucking opinions on that. I know that, you know, Biden did something right by signing that paper. But before that, I was very nervous because it's just like, I grew up in foster care, y'all. That's the background about me. I was in one home my entire life, but also I was still, like, I know what it's like to be in the system, pretty much. So imagine if the fucking law went through, the Roe versus Wade law, right? The foster care system would have been fucked. A lot of things would have been super fucked. I feel like when it comes to that, like, they should have thought twice about it, because, like, what if somebody didn't want to have a baby, or they didn't have the finances to have a baby? Then boom, they're giving their baby up for adoption. They're giving their baby up, you know, to the system, to foster care, stuff like that. Or the kid's going to grow up and, like, see, like, okay, well, my mom didn't want to have me, but she was forced to have me. Hell, there were some TikToks that I seen on my fucking For You page where this lady, she was talking about people on, like, hospice and stuff like that. She was a hospice nurse. And she specifically said that since the abortion law might go through, there's gonna be a lot of pregnant patients on hospice, because what if they lose their baby, right? And they have to carry that baby until she has to give birth. So she's mourning, she's grieving, and she's on hospice as well because of the baby. So that would be an increase right there. I literally do a lot of research when it comes to things that are happening in the society, because I feel like that shit is not fucking right at all. It wasn't right. And, you know, I thank God that Biden had the right, you know, mindset to be like, okay, well, let me protect these women. Because if it went through, everything would have been fucked the fuck over, period. And that's just my opinion on that. I do have other people's opinions on it as well. I got, like, a few screenshots that I posted. Another one says, I hate that women's rights are being taken away. Biden just signed an executive order to keep the abortion for now. Which I was just saying, like, he literally signed that order. And I was like, he better fucking keep that order signed, because that's just not right. They also, by the way, y'all, I heard that they fucking had the Plan Bs. Like, you had a limit. You know how when you go to the store, you get, like, a emergency contraception, the pill? So they had, like, a limit to that. Like, you had to get a certain amount. Like, you couldn't get a shit ton of Plan Bs. So it's just like they were setting women up for failure, which is so stupid. So another comment says, you know, I'm pro-choice. What a woman wants to do with her body is her business. It definitely is. Believe it or not, I don't believe in abortions, but I also have the belief of it's your body, it's your choice. If you're not ready for a baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's your choice. And it's crazy because some men, they're so quick to be like, oh yeah, you gotta handle it. You gotta get on birth control. You gotta take the emergency Plan B. You gotta fucking get that abortion. But it's crazy because all these men are so fucking quick to say that, but though it's the same people who, like, don't want to get a vasectomy and they're scared to get one, but they have the audacity to tell women what to do, pretty much, and try to control women and their rights. And they, you know, it's crazy, men, they've been doing that before the abortion law was even going to take place. They try to control a woman's body. Some men, they're like, okay, you know, let's sit down and talk about it. It's your body, it's your choice. But let's keep it real. There are some men in this world that are like that, that will control a woman's, like, mindset when it comes to what she wants to do with her body, because that motherfucker don't want to get a vasectomy. Make it make sense. Hell, when you hit the age 18, you can get a vasectomy. That shit's reversible. But if we women want to say, oh yeah, I want to get my tubes tied, then we get judged for, but what if the next partner, whoever you're with in the future, wants a baby? Okay, that's reversible too. But how come they don't keep that same energy when it comes to men? That's the crazy part, is that when it comes to energy, when it comes to men, it's like, they get the fucking slap on the hand, but women, they are always judged for the littlest things. Hell, if a woman wants to sit there and have, like, a baby, right? And then right after the baby, what, 6 months after that, maybe 11 months, then she's going out, she's partying. You shouldn't be partying. You should be home taking care of the baby. Okay, my baby's good. taken care of by the dad. It's not just one parent when it comes to parenting. I'm not saying all parents are like that, because when it comes to me and, like, you know, my situation, like, both parents are involved with my, in my child's life. We both take care of her. But there are some people that I see where they're not fucking taking care of their kids, but they're so quick to judge other people for going out and doing their own thing. You know what I mean? It's just weird to me. But hell, that's just my opinion on it. There was another comment that I wanted to find. I'm trying to find it really fast. She did say that she wanted to, like, talk about it and stuff like that. So, hold on. Let me drink my tea, because this should get him too real. Shout out to Sweet Tea, y'all. It's weird because, like, when it comes to me and, like, the morning time, I'm not a morning person. Mind you, I did take a melatonin, so I'm very, very, very drowsy. But I was like, I want to do my podcast and, you know, call it a day, enjoy my Sunday. So that's what I'm doing right now. But it's crazy because I'm not that much of a coffee drinker. I'm more of a, let me get a frappuccino. Yes, there's, like, coffee in there, but I prefer water, or I prefer, like, tea or, like, something sweet to drink in the morning time instead of coffee. And I think it's because of my anxiety and stuff. So, yeah, that's off topic, though. The comment says, I think it's disappointing. Some men will still make a baby and leave the woman and child. It's sad that some rapists will get away with planting a seed and forcing the teenager or woman to keep the baby. There will be a lot of child neglecting and abuse, since a lot of them will be unwanted. Foster care will increase in the percentage of children that will be there. There's just a lot of things they really didn't take into mind. And I was like, yes. And then she said, men will still not be held accountable for their actions. I said, exactly. And then she said, thank you for asking for my opinion. Mind you, she's so sweet because she took the time out of her day to even state her opinion when it comes to that. She was like, hold on, give me 5 minutes. And I was like, all right, cool. And then, boom, she comes in with her opinion that I completely agree with. Like, I am on her side when it comes to this because, yes, as I stated, y'all, some men are not held accountable for their actions at all. Do you know how many fucking kids in this world that will come into this world and, you know, I'm saying, like, the dad doesn't want to be involved? Because let's keep it real. There's a lot of people who are so quick to fuck raw and be like, oh, yeah, like, I'm not the dad, or I don't want to be involved in the kid's life. And then they just go ghost. For real. That would have been really sad. So I'm really glad that the abortion thing was signed, because I was not having it at all whatsoever. I didn't even celebrate the 4th of July because, A, I barely celebrate the 4th of July. I just like the food, but I really barely celebrated this year. All I did this year is I, you know, cleaned up and I ordered a shit ton of seafood. Ordered a seafood boil. I ordered some, like, shrimp. I ordered an egg. Some shrimp with this, snow crab, and, like, some potatoes and corn, right? I was like, happy 4th of July, and I just, like, heard a lot of people popping fireworks out here, because I live in Florida, y'all, so it's legal to pop fireworks, not like California, where it's, like, you can't pop fireworks, like, you have to watch people pop it for you, pretty much, like, it's hella really legal out there, but out here, it's super legal, so I heard that shit till 1 o'clock in the morning. But when I was looking on my social media, it's crazy, because there were so many people celebrating the 4th of July, and then there were so many people that were, like, commenting, like, you know, like, oh, I'm still gonna celebrate the 4th of July because I wanna eat, da 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 da. Mind you, it was some black folks doing it too, and I was just shaking my fucking head, because it's just like, y'all, like, we just had our 4th of July, and you are celebrating America right now when the shit wasn't even signed yet for the abortion law. Like, I felt like our country wasn't fucking free at all. Hell, it hasn't been free for a minute. But I feel like Juneteenth, that is a holiday for us to celebrate, because we were free. We were not free on the 4th of July. But hey, I celebrate the 4th of July sometimes, but really, not really. Juneteenth is my holiday. Now, I sure in hell celebrated then. But I didn't feel the need to celebrate the 4th of July because of the shit that was going on. And I just wanted to chill out in general and just be like, well, it's just another day. I mean, I was off of work. That was cool. But overall, I didn't do none of that. Like, fuck all that. I just wasn't having it. But yeah, that's just my opinion, regarding to, you know, men texting back and, you you know, they want to text you back when they feel like it, you know, stating like, oh yeah, well, he doesn't like you if he doesn't text you every day. Facts, sis. And then that was my opinion regarding to women's rights as well. But yeah, guys, like, seriously, I deeply apologize for not being so consistent, but hey, let me know if you want me to post once a week, every 2 weeks. Comment on my Instagram, when do you want me to post? I'm going to go ahead and post this episode. It will be available on all platforms, Spotify, Anchor, Apple. I don't know if I'm on iHeartRadio, but I guess. But yeah, that's just all of my opinions regarding to everything. I know this podcast is a bit short, but that's what I wanted it to be. It's just a little bit short if I'm going to do it solo. You ain't got to worry about my podcast being an hour or so, because that's just a little too much. Oh, and also before I go though, so I got another fucking topic before I go. Sorry, y'all. I almost closed this thing and I was like looking. I was like, hold on. I want to talk about this real fast though. So the whole Young Miami thing, I don't know if y'all seen the BET Awards, but I did post on my podcast, Young Miami, she was holding a sign up talking about Go Poppy. And if you don't know who Young Miami is, Young Miami is a girl from City Girls. She's dating Diddy, and she literally was standing with the sign up saying Go Poppy as Diddy allegedly ignores the sign during the BET Awards and did his achievement speech, and then he literally thanked his ex Cassie for the love and support during his dark times. Mind you, there was a lot of biased opinions regarding to that, because at first I was like, you know, the fucking audacity of Diddy, right? But then I looked into it more, and it turns out the only reason why he thanked Cassie is because Cassie was there for him during his dark times when he was dealing with like the death of the mother of his child. So I was like, damn, I feel so bad for even posting that. But hey, it is what it is. That's why you got to do a little bit more research when it comes to things, because I'm telling you, you get the like the you get the kind of like the miscommunication when it comes to things where you just see that one post on like a blog and then you're like, let me not do my research and just post it. And that's what I did. But y'all, I'm gonna head out. Remember, y'all, don't ever settle for less. Women's rights, they're protected for now, which is great. That's great news. I'm glad that I waited to post this because I wanted to see if we were protected or not. And yeah, y'all, go ahead and follow me on my social medias. We all know what it is. It's, you know, Sharday's_thoughts_. My personal page is Sharday17 if you want to follow me there. My TikTok, we already know what my TikTok is. If you follow me in the past, you know what that is. I will be posting content hopefully every week or every 2 weeks. I will definitely let you guys know ahead of time. So make sure to click that subscribe button. You know, subscribe to every platform where you could listen to me at. It was definitely great catching up with you guys. Comment down below on my Instagram, what do you think about this podcast? What is your opinion on things? And if you definitely want to send a voice message, all you gotta do is go on my Instagram page, which is Sharday's_thoughts_, and then you click on the anchor thing, and then you click voice message, and then you can put your opinion on it. I can literally put it in my podcast as well. So I hope you guys have a wonderful, beautiful Sunday, and I will hopefully see you guys next week. Make sure to keep an eye out on my podcast, and also click that share button, share my podcast around, because we're definitely back and we're better. Let's get it. So have a beautiful day, guys, and you guys have a wonderful Sunday. See you guys next week, and I will talk to you guys soon.